Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s every hour, 106.5 The End. Got a new one lined up. What you got?
We're going to call a guy named Robert at the request of his girlfriend, Renee. And I'm going to pretend to be an Uber driver that's sitting outside of his house waiting to pick him up. And he did not order this Uber driver. So I'm not going to leave until he gets in my car.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. This is who's calling?
Is this Robert?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, who's calling?
This is Sid. I'm your Uber driver. I'm here.
Uber driver? I don't know how you got my number, but I didn't order an Uber.
Well, what?
I didn't order an Uber, man.
Well, I'm here. So,
well, check your phone. Maybe you got crossed up with some, you know, maybe this is the wrong number. Why don't you call somebody else? This isn't your ride, man.
How would I have gotten your account? Listen, this is a prank, and I'm not happy about it. I've been pranked too much. Listen, are you at your house?
Yeah, I'm at my house, but I'm not. I didn't order an Uber. I don't need to go anywhere.
Are you at 524 Street?
Yes, that is.
This
yes,
is your house? Okay, I'm here. I'm out front right
okay.
now.
Okay, great. Then you can go somewhere else because I didn't order an Uber, man. So stop raising your voice.
Come on.
And get the hell out.
This is the third time this week that somebody did this to me.
No, nobody's doing it to you. The problem is something's wrong with your app. So
nothing's wrong with my app.
With
what's wrong with your app? Listen, just get in the car.
Dude, I'm not getting in the car.
Are you dressed? Just let me take you somewhere.
Dude. You're kind of creeping me out right now, so I'm going to ask that you kind of leave me alone and get away from my house. I'm not getting in your car. I don't need a ride.
Okay, let's start over.
No, there's no starting over. I don't get out of my house. I'm not
in your house. I'm out front of your house. Listen, I have lost so much money. Do you know where I was to respond to this call?
I don't care where you were to respond to this call. Just get away. Stop bothering me, man. Like, listen, you're an Uber driver. You're supposed to pick up people that want rides. I do not want a ride.
Well, I thought you did. I thought you did because you ordered it. So get in the car. We got to go right now. Okay? Where do you want to go?
Well, you thought wrong. I'm not getting in your car. We're not going anywhere.
Can I just, what if I, okay, how about this? Get in the car. We'll drive around and I'll drop you off back here.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. We'll
okay, great. I'm right out front.
Okay. Okay, I'll be right out. How's that? I'll see you then, okay?
Okay. Do you see me?
All right, bye-bye.
Are you coming?
Yeah, I see you. Bye-bye.
Are you coming?
I'll be right out.
I can't tell if this is real. Robert?
No, it's definitely not. Definitely not real, but I'll see you then, okay? How's that? Bye-bye.
You got me coming and going, man. I don't know if you're telling the truth. Hello? Hello?
Dude, stop
Robert,
calling me. Get out of here.
Listen, I just want to apologize, okay? You're right. It probably does come off creepy. We got off on the wrong foot, okay? What? Imagine if somebody went to your work and took money out of your mouth.
You're right. Let's get on the right foot. Take your right foot, put it in drive, and press the gas pedal, and get the hell away from my house.
I don't need Uber jokes, okay? I get it all day long, okay? I'm just saying that this seems mean. Please, listen. I'm going to leave, okay? I'm gonna give you 1 star as a customer, okay?
Good.
Because this was a big waste of time.
Good. You don't even deserve a star as a driver because you don't know what the hell you're doing. Get away from my house.
Okay, well, before I leave, Robert, I just want to tell you one more thing. This is actually Gavin. I'm at the 106.5 The End studio. This is a phone scam.
So
it's a phone scam. You're on the radio. Great.
Oh, I'm on the radio. Okay. You're not actually out from my house right now?
No, no. I got your address from your girlfriend who wanted me to do this phone scam on you.
No, you're lucky, man. I was about to go to the weapons closet, bro. Like, I don't like that crap people outside my house, man.
Oh, my God. You have a weapons closet?
Yeah, we got all types of stuff. We got a couple.
All right, I'm going to cut you off there before you go to jail, okay? All right, bye-bye.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.